the sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all. The darkness there inside you makes you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a rainbow. Show me a smile. Don't be unhappy. Can't remember when I last saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, you call me up because you know I'll be there. See your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a rainbow. Oh, oh, can't remember when I last saw you laugh. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, you call me up because you know I'll be there. I see your true colors shining through. See your true colors, that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a rainbow. True colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a rainbow.
Good morning, everybody. Let your true colors shine through. Let your voice be heard. Let your heart and mind expand into the arching rainbow of possibility. Let your pain and joy shine through. Celebrate diversity. Support your gay, lesbian, transgender brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, parents, cousins, partners, extending your reach beyond your comfort zone. Let the rainbow vibrancy fill you with beauty, hope, and love. May we bless each other with a full spectrum radiance, building rainbow bridges to each aching and brave heart, letting love heal and bless us. We welcome each and every person here, no matter who you love, whether you were born with a silver or plastic spoon in your mouth, whether you have a string of professional degrees or your pedigree, is simply living this wonderful and magnificent life. We welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Manhattan. Take a moment to greet those around you.
I'm listening to everybody.
Why, hello, everyone. What a fine bunch of voices that was to hear. We're here today for the welcoming congregation. We are a welcoming congregation. And I've been smelling smoke lately. And I know there's a fire burning, and we're going to check it, because on the 2nd of November, it's going to burn in the district court over there in Kansas City. And on the 4th, or 6th, the 6th of November, it's going to burn in the Supreme Court of Kansas. All open to the public, I might say. And on the 14th of November, in the lower court in Kansas, in Topeka, it's going to burn again. So, I say the UUs here are the wind. And the plaintiffs are the tinder, of which I'm one. And the flame is this flame. It's small. It'll look small, but don't make any mistake. It's the constitutional conflagration.
Let us now stand and sing our opening hymn 361, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In. I draw your attention to the announcements in the order of service, which help give structure and increasing depth and meaning to our shared lives. Ours is a welcoming community where we find connection, a loving community where we find meaning. Ours is a sharing community where our joys are amplified, a caring committee, not a caring, just a caring committee, a caring community where our sorrows are lessened. We take this moment to reflect on our joys and sorrows and acknowledge the mutual support of our community. If you would like, please share a brief verbal expression of a special joy or sorrow.
Good morning, Shirley Hobrock. And we have a joy this morning that our beautiful pianist, who we've seen a lot, is Renee Reisner, has just joined. You want to stand up, Renee? I mean, everybody knows you.
Bobette McGoy, 2 weeks ago, all the McGoys, plus about 100 other family and friends, attended a beautiful, joyful, fun wedding in California. Our daughter and her partner, Rhonda, got married. And we are so happy to have Rhonda. We are so happy to have Rhonda as an official member of our family now, as she has been before this even. But it was a wonderful time for everyone.
It's a very special joy to have Jessie back with us. Her music brings joy and touches the deep places in our hearts. So I am so happy to have Jessie with us this morning. May we remember those who have spoken, those they have named, and of course all those joys and sorrows that we hold in our minds and hearts. Let us be attentive to each other in ways that recognize those as well. Now, I think Jessie's going to need a little help, right?
I am, yes.
So the children and the children at heart may come forward.
Okay. Just want to make sure it's picking me up. I'm surrounded. There's no way out. Okay, so actually, I need your help with something. So I have a song that I wrote, and I want to perform it a little bit later, but I need to teach it to everybody, okay? Can you guys help me teach it to everyone? It's not the whole song, I promise. Just the chorus. Okay. All right, so this song is about change. Well, it's about hope, but it's also about change, hope through change. And, of course, children have the power to do that, don't you? You have the power to make that change. And that's what I want to see in each and every one of you. So it starts like this. This is the chorus here. But not in that key. Change will not come if we wait for someone or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change. You got that? I know. One take, guys. This is a one take recording session. Okay, so I'm going to say a line. I want you to repeat it back to me, okay? So change will not come if we wait for someone. or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change. All right, so now let's try that with the melody, okay? No guitar, just melody. So, change will not come. Change will not come if we wait for someone. If we wait for someone or some other time. Some other time. We are the ones. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for. We are the change. We are the change. All right, let's do this. Change will not come if we wait for someone or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change. Yeah, good job. Give him a hand. That was awesome. Give yourselves a hand. That was awesome. All right, thank you guys so much.
Go in love, our hearts go with you. Go in pure, our hopes go true. When in love and well and wisdom, and the light in all you do. Love, our hearts go with you. Go in joy, our hearts go too. Learn in love and grow in wisdom. Find your light in all you do.
Let us share in joy, learn in love, and grow in wisdom. Let us share our light in all we do.
Without your glasses, you just can't see. Your favorite color, for the most part, is green. You're close to your grandma on your father's side. You can count up on one hand the times you have lied. You won't eat a tomato on a double dog dare. Don't think you're a beauty, but you do like your hair. You're complex and tricky, yet some ways you're not. You're up some, you're down some, you're cold and you're hot. And who's gonna end up holding your hand? A beautiful woman or a tall, handsome man? There's no doubt they'll love you, but it's yet to be seen. Will anyone ever know you like me? Will anyone ever know you like me? You like plants and flowers, that's heaven to you. Crack open a beer when your planting is through. You'll paint all your toenails if you have the time, while listening to Hanson, no joke, Dylan and Pride. And who's gonna end up holding your hand? A beautiful woman or a tall, handsome man? There's no doubt they'll love you, yet to be seen. Will anyone ever know you like me? You'd rather make out than make love all night. You like if your bath is too hot. Your closet is cluttered with dress pants and Levi's. You wish you'd never bought. And who's gonna end up holding your hand? A beautiful woman or a tall, handsome man? There's no doubt they'll love you, but it's yet to be seen. Will anyone ever know you like me? Will anyone ever know you like me?
Music heard so deeply. Almost 50 years ago, the papers of Walt Whitman, now held by the University of Virginia, is where Frederick Bowers discovered that within 2 years or so of the publication of the second edition of Leaves of Grass, the poet had written a sequence of 12 love poems to a man. The notebook was taken apart by Whitman. Its existence remained unknown until Bowers followed the clues that were provided by the Roman numerals on top of the pages. And so he put together 12 poems that Whitman had taken apart and dispersed throughout the various editions that came after that, changed the pronouns, removed the reference to homoerotic love, though it could be inferred if you are taught to read between the lines, like a lot of LGBTQ people have to do in order to survive. You have to see that space that is not there. And so with Whitman's poetry, even when I was in graduate school in 1999 and 2000, you could not say to my professor that Whitman was gay. You could not say that because there was no proof. And so I wrote a paper showing how these poems were once a coherent and powerful story that were taken apart. So let me read the first of those. Many of you will probably recognize this. The poems are called Live Oak with Moss. Reference. Okay, Live Oak with Moss, number one. Not the heat flames up and consumes, not the sea waves hurry in and out. Not the air delicious and dry, the air of the ripe summer bears lightly along white down balls of myriads of seeds, wafted, sailing gracefully to drop where they may. Not these, oh, none of these, more than the flames of me consuming, burning for his love, whom I love. Oh, none more than I, hurrying in and out. Does the tide hurry, seeking something and never give up? Oh, I, the same, to seek my lifelong lover. Oh, nor downbars, balls, nor perfumes, nor the high rain emitting clouds are borne through the open air more than my copious soul is borne through the open air, wafted in all directions for friendship, for love.
So before I start this next piece, I just wanted to take a second. First of all, thank you for having me back. It's so exciting. And every time I come back, I remember how much I love this place and miss it all the time. But when Michael had asked me to come perform and kind of collaborate on this program, I thought, you know, what a great opportunity, not only for me to perform, because I just don't get to do that as often as I'd like anymore. I'm doing my PhD in musicology, which the music is in the title, but make no mistake, I'm not performing ever. I'm rarely doing music of any kind. So it was exciting just at that prospect, but also just the idea that he had and the way that he wanted this to go about, I thought would be just a fabulous program. And so I kind of wanted to share just a second about what music has meant to me and done for me in my life. And I'd say one thing, music has been stability. It's been a constant for me. And as we all know, gay, straight, black, white, man, woman, we all go through change, good and bad. And at times when you are going through those changes, especially if they're bad ones, you cling to those things that are stable in your life, family and friends. And for me, it's always been music. And music has been an amazing form of expression for me. I'm not creative in any other way, so I really just have this. So it's been so crucial for me to have that ability to sing, to play, and to write every once in a while. And it's actually amazing how things that I've written in the past really were telling my story for the future. And that's the case for this next piece. I wrote it when I was straight, or thought I was straight. And it wasn't a conscious awareness either way. I didn't think daily, oh, I'm not straight. No, I am straight. No. And it wasn't a battle. I was just really oblivious. And I really had no idea. And so when I wrote it, I wrote it from my point of view, along with two dear friends, and talking about love and loss, or our kind of lives through the men that we wanted to be with. And it's funny because now it really tells a completely different story, but it makes perfect sense. So this is To Hell with Romeo. Where's my Romeo? I could be Juliet. It's a role I haven't tried yet. So give me a man with a soft-spoken stanza and a bottle of poison for effect. Where's my Superman? I can be Lois Lane. I would try to refrain from calling him names in those blue and red ties. I've always loved the strong, silent type. I won't have to look any further once I've found my knight in shining armor. All I'm asking is to give me a love that history's known, one worth writing down. I'll be the sun to your east, the beauty to your beast. All I really need to know, where's my Romeo? Where's my Prince Charming? I'll be a Cinderella and we'll dance beneath the moonlight, at least until midnight. When that spell is broken and I go home, still hoping that I won't have to look any further, 'cause I'll have found my knight in shining armor. Asking no longer to give me a love that history's known, one I'll write down. I'll be the sun to your east, the beauty to your beast. All I really need to know is where's my Romeo? Where's my Romeo? I'm still out here waiting and praying for you to come along. But maybe it's wrong to live through storybooks and superheroes. What's romantic about all that? So I'm not gonna look any further, 'cause who really wants a knight in shining armor? I'd rather wait till I find a love better than history's known, one I'll write down. Who needs the sun or east, the beauty and the beast? This is all I really know. To hell with Romeo. To hell with Romeo. To hell with Romeo.
Well, when I wrote a paper about the live oaks with moss, claiming that these poems should be put back together and shared with the world as a coherent piece of love poetry, I felt that at that time in 2000, people were dying because they did not have great and grand people like Walt Whitman, the poet of America, being acknowledged as gay and having to hide the fact that he was gay. He separated these poems. He took the pronouns out. He did that so that he could make a living until he died. And then in the 100 years that followed his death and more, scholars did everything to hide his sexuality. They did absolutely everything possible to diminish the possibility that Walt Whitman was gay. Of course, there are exceptions to this, but this was the general take. If you read through the criticism in the 20s and the 40s and the 50s and the 70s of Walt Whitman, you will always see that ghost of his being gay kind of lingering around the hallways of everything he did. But ultimately, it's not dealt with. And if it is, it's put down. So I'd like to read the second poem. Just think of a man in his 40s longing for love. I saw in Louisiana a live oak growing. All alone stood it, and the moss hung down from the branches. Without any companion, it grew there, glistening out with joyous leaves of dark green. And it looks rude, unbending, lusty, made me think of myself. But I wondered how it could utter joyous leaves standing alone there without its friend, its lover. For I knew I could not. And I plucked a twig with a certain number of leaves upon it and twined it around it a little moss and brought it away, and I have placed it in my sight, in my room. It is not needed to remind me as of my friends, for I believe I think of them lately all the time. I think of little else. Yet it remains to me a curious token. It makes me think of manly love. I write these pieces and name them after it. For all that, and though the live oak tree glistens there in Louisiana, solitary in a wide, flat space, uttering joyous leaves all its life, without a friend, a lover near, I know very well I could not.
She says, I smell like safety and home. I name both of her eyes forever, and please don't go. I could be a morning sunrise all the time, all the time. This could be good, this could be good. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. Oh, my love, my love, my love, my love. She keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. What's your middle name? Do you hate your job? Do you fall in love too easily? What's your favorite word? You like kissing girls? Can I call you baby? She says the people stare. because we look so good together. And I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. Well, my love, my love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm. Love is patient, love is kind, love is patient, love is kind, love is patient, love is kind. Love is patience, and I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, my love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm.
Music heard so deeply. When I heard at the close of the day how I had been praised in the Capitol, still it was not a happy night for me that followed. And else nor when I caroused or nor when my favorite plans were accomplished, it was well enough. Still, I was not happy. But the day when I arose at dawn from the bed of perfect health, electric, inhaling sweet breath, when I saw the full moon and the west grow pale and disappear in the morning light, when I wandered alone over the beach and undressing, bathed, laughing with the waters and saw the sunrise, and when I thought how my friend, my lover was coming then. Oh, oh, I was happy. Oh, then each breath tasted sweeter. And all that day, my food nourished me, and the beautiful day passed well. And the next came with equal joy. And with the next at evening came my friend. And that night, while all was still, I heard the waters roll slowly, continually up the shores. I heard the hissing rustle of the liquids and sands as directed to me, whispering to congratulate me for the friend I love lay sleeping by my side. In the stillness, his face was inclined towards me, while the moon's clear beam shone and his arm lay lightly over my breast. And that night, I was happy. Well, as many of you know, we've been getting a little bit of press lately, and the Alternet has put out two great articles by Stephen Rosenfeld, and he wrote me the other day saying that this has been translated into a dialect of Hindi now, his articles, and we have become the heroes of some gay men in India. So it's wonderful. It's just wonderful to know that the internet can help spread this joy. So I'd just like to read the part of the fourth poem dedicated to all those people across the world who still are looking for a place to be themselves. no matter if you're LGBTQ or whatever your issue might be. This moment, as I sit alone, yearning and pensive, it seems to me there are other men in other lands yearning and pensive. It seems to me I can look over and behold them in Germany, France, Spain, or far away in China, India, or Russia, talking other dialects. And it seems to me if I could know these men better, I should love them as I love men in my own lands. It seems to me they are as wise, beautiful, benevolent as any in my own lands. And this congregation is a benevolent force, a powerful force in the northern Flint Hills, and you've held Charles and I with such grace and dignity that we will never be able to thank you enough.
So this next one's kind of in a series of songs, so it'll make more sense in the grand scheme of things. Me and all my friends were all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing, and there's no way we ever could. We see everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when you're standing at a distance. So we keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. Now if we had the power to bring our neighbors home from war, they would never miss a Christmas, no more ribbons on the door. And when you trust the television, what you get is what you got. It's when you own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want. So that's why we're waiting, waiting on the world to change. We'll keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. It's not that we don't care, we just know that the fight ain't fair. So we keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. One day our generation is gonna rule the population. So we'll keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. We'll keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. We'll keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change.
All right, Linda. Linda's Secretary of All Affairs, Kansas. Treasurer.
I always wonder why I let Michael talk me into these kind of things, but here I am. Anyway, my name's Linda Krieger, and I've been a member of the Fellowship now for about 3.5 years. And I came here because I was looking for a welcoming community. The church I was going to was not welcoming because of the fact that my son's sexual orientation. And so at that time in my life, I was really sad and angry and anxious and depressed, and I was really a mess, for lack of a better clinical term. I was really a mess. And my friend Melissa came here. I came here with her one day, one Sunday. Shirley Holbrook greeted me at the door with her nice, kind smile and spoke a few words to me. As I participated more at the UU, I got to know Michael. I think he sensed how I was struggling, and so I had a couple of really good crying sessions with Michael. And he made me start thinking about, you know, why I was feeling so bad about things. Then I met Shirley Pelletier, and she probably doesn't know this, but I think of her as my progressive Catholic guardian angel, because she came from the same place I came from, but she was doing a lot better. with her Catholicism. And Cheryl, Jane gave me lots of books and sent me lots and lots and lots of emails with things to think about with positive change going on, not just in the Catholic faith, but in the world, really. And so I've always appreciated Jane's caring for me, and she'll always have a special place for me. I started going to the kind of McDonald's woman's coffee klatch on Thursday morning at McDonald's, and I met a lot of intelligent and creative and talented and, yes, very opinionated women in this congregation. And I think you ladies know who you are. But that also was just a really good and positive thing in my life. And so all of that helped me to kind of move forward. Kathleen Oldfather was helpful in helping me join the caring committee and nurturing me along with that committee. And, you know, these are not things that I was doing. And so I started getting more active, and then I heard about All's Fair Kansas, which is a group that was formed to help Michael and Charles with this lawsuit, and raising funds and awareness and education. And so I am treasurer, and I am on the board, and we just had our first board meeting. And so, and then the world has changed as far as marriage recognition here in Kansas, so it's a very exciting time. But since I'm up here at this podium and I have the microphone, I'm going to say that I'd be happy to take anybody's donation today if they have cash or checks, or if they want to, if they don't have money, I'll have envelopes stamped and addressed, and I'll also have flyers out in the waiting area that have our website address, and you can do a PayPal account, because we're still trying to move not just for marriage recognition, but everything that goes with that, including, you know, spousal rights and insurance rights and benefits rights. So there's still plenty of issues to be battled. I also, since I joined this fellowship, I've been volunteering at the free clinic for 7 years as a nurse practitioner, and I do one clinic a month there. But I was asked to be on the board there a year ago, and, you know, usually my knee reaction is to say no to things like that. But I thought, you know, I should do this because maybe there's a way that I can help some of the people in this community get a little bit of primary care. And so I think the UU here was part of my decision to say yes to that. Other things that I've done that I've never done before is I had a garden this past summer with a friend. And it was a lot of fun, it was a lot of work, it was a lot of food, but it was a really good experience for me. So looking back, you know, I was such a mess 3-4 years ago, and now I feel like I'm in such a better place, and I think I'm a better person. And I have to say that the UU has really been a huge part of me feeling better, because I do want both of my, I have two sons, I want both of my sons to be able to come back to Kansas if they want and be treated exactly the same. Thank you.
Next one, if you know it, please sing along. These words are ridiculous, and I understand why Bob Dylan mumbled so much. That and the drugs, I'm sure. Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. Admit that the waters around you have grown. Accept that you'll soon be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, so you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changin'. Welcome mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you don't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand, for the times, they are a-changing. This next verse is very fitting for a certain someone. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. For the battle outside and it's raging, it'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the time, they are a-changing. The line, it is drawn, the curse, it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing. Yeah, the times, they are a-changing. Oh, the time, they are a-changing.
Thank you both, and thank you, Linda. That was just so incredible. It's made me cry back here through most of it. And what you made me think about, I've thought a lot about how my parents let me live in a charmed world. My dad, who you knew, Michael, and Linda knew too, he gave me the Leaves of Grass when I was about 16. It was probably 1994, and he told me that a lot of the poems were written for men that Walt Whitman loved. I had no idea that that interpretation was contested, even at that time. So I'm grateful for getting to live in a charmed world, and I sat here thinking how we have this obligation to let our kids live in an even more charmed world, charmed by truth and justice. Thank you, guys.
This might be something that Charles wants to answer. Can you remind us, Charles, about the coming dates and what's going to be happening at each date, the ones you mentioned at the beginning?
A case has been filed by the ACLU. They've got a hearing that was rescheduled from this week to November 2nd. That's in the federal district court in Kansas City in the earliest stages of a case. That's November 2nd.
No, that's a Sunday.
And, well, all right, then anyway, it's it's Tuesday, I think. And when we have a hearing coming up on the 14th, and then that'll be in the District Court of Kansas. That's a case that's been filed for a while. We filed it just before the end of last year, and it's been briefed, and we're trying to figure out what to do and all that kind of stuff. But the real interesting one is the one in the Supreme Court of Kansas, which started because a Judge Moriarty in Johnson County decided to allow the court clerk to begin to issue marriage licenses for same-sex couples. That didn't last very long. I think there's only one that managed to slip through until the Attorney General said, I think I'd like the Supreme Court to hear this, which was great because that's where we thought we were going to end up going with our case. So they just we just leapfrogged past a year and a half of litigation. And even though it's Judge Moriarty as a defendant in the Supreme Court of Kansas, we filed a brief. And so we're there. And that's going to be on the 6th, I think. Yeah, the 6th, I'm hoping I'm right about that. And that's going to be in the Supreme Court of Kansas at 10 o'clock, I believe. It'll be on their website. Everything could change. Because if the Supreme Court of Kansas rules, it's going to interpret federal law and state law. And we won't have to be messing around with these little things one after the other. At least I don't think so. So I hope that's an answer to your question, Jay.
Thank you both very much. This was all three of you. This is very, very touching. And Jesse, I love your lyrics. I think they're fantastic. but what I wanted to share is I took a American literature in 1971 and 72 and two different classes. The first one ended with Walt Whitman. The second one began with Walt Whitman. For my first professor, all of the pronouns were God. So he was talking about God all the time. And in my second professor, it was all about sex. I thought that was rather an interesting contrast.
That's why we have to think for ourselves and not believe everything we hear, wherever it is.
In line with what's been going on, there has been a flyer going around. Some of you may have gotten it from the Kansas Pro-Lifers. And they're saying on the retaining of judges, vote no on the Kansas Supreme Court members. So they are after them. So be sure you vote and vote to retain the Supreme Court judges. Also, they're saying to retain Powell, Malone, and Griffin. So if you feel so moved, vote not to retain these three, because these are the three that they're supporting. So we need to be in the voting booth as well. So don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Do you think music invokes a lot of memories of the past? It's just a question.
Sorry, say that again.
Does music invoke a lot of memory? I mean,
for me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't have a mic. Here, okay. yes, it does. certain songs that I've played over a long period of time, the second I go back to it, it reminds me of a certain moment in my life, significant or otherwise. And one thing that I really stress to my students is muscle memory through music. And especially, this is the case with any instrument that you play. That's pretty obvious that muscle memory is going to be a big part of it. It's why Alzheimer's patients can often play something that they haven't played in years. They forgot their name, but they can remember to play a piano concerto. In voice as well, it's the same situation. Everything that you do can conjure up something from the past. And so songs that I've sung for 10 or 15 years, I'll sing the same way I did the first time I sang it, even if it was terrible, which is why I don't sing those songs very often.
One other thing, so you think this might be some aid for people with memory issues? You said sometimes Alzheimer's patients remember.
Potentially. Them. I think music therapy is really trying to fish all of that out. Having not spent a great deal of time looking into the research, I couldn't say, but I think that is something that they're trying to really understand and develop.
Yeah. There was a person in a caregiving agency that said, play the music when they were young and dating, and that brings up enormous amounts of memory. It's something someone said, you know, caregiver.
I'm so glad you said that, because I remembered a joy I meant to share this morning, and I didn't get to do it. Right about now, my mom is getting ready. My mom, who had a severe stroke last March and lost the use of the right side of her body, she's playing the organ at church this morning. I'm so excited with her left hand.
I'd like to just add a bit of information or a little story. Eleanor Myers, who conducted the wedding for us in history. I lost my mic. Oh, my God. Here I am, Mike. Anyway, Eleanor, who officiated at our wedding here in May, when she was 27, she was driving home from Topeka in an ice storm and was hit by a truck and was unconscious for 3 months, has had like 20 surgeries on her face. Her husband, who is a biology professor, did everything possible to bring her out of that deep coma where she was traveling through all kinds of worlds and memories. And the thing that finally brought her back into consciousness was a Mozart piano concerto.
Thank you both very much. And you know, the times are changing. One of the things that makes me realize that is something that I was able to witness in my own family. As a lot of you know, I was raised in a very conservative, Republican, you know, NRA card-carrying member family. And the last time that I was home, New Mexico was addressing the issue of marriage equality. And my mother, who for my entire life had said that marriage is between a man and a woman, she saw something on TV, and it showed two women that had been together for 30 years, and they had finally been able to get married legally. And she said, they've been together this long, and they love each other. Why the hell shouldn't they be able to get married? But it was only because of people that were brave enough to show the love that they had for each other. And that is what turned my mother's opinion. So thank you for your bravery and for being willing to put a face to love and marriage equality in Kansas.
I'm Colleen Riley. I haven't been to this congregation before. But I came because I heard about this when I was at the Flint Hills event Friday night. And I just want to say a lot of what you said is so true for myself personally and for my wife, Kay. We just had the comment after going to Wisconsin for a wedding, and we were married in Iowa. Oh, we're married in this state. We got to Iowa, we're married. Oh, Missouri, we're not, you know, and Kansas, we're not. I spent 16 years as a clergy in the United Methodist Church and was so very, very oppressed because it was a silenced experience, especially as a rural pastor. And it was only after getting outside of that that I could really start to breathe, come out more to be who I am, and even my family, who were probably among the last raised Catholic. It's been just powerful to watch what it's been like watching the Berlin Wall fall this last 5 years, and I'm just waiting. I think I'll probably cry all day when it comes to Kansas.
I was talking to someone before the service, and they said they didn't understand, and they didn't mean this in any negative way, why people were making as big of a deal in Kansas about marriage equality, because they know a lot of people who are comfortable with their sexuality. I think it's really important to remember our co-plaintiffs in our case, will not allow their pictures or their identity to be known by anybody but a very close circle of friends. And they live in a more liberal place than Manhattan, and they are afraid to death to be outed as a married couple, as a part of this lawsuit. So don't even think for a moment that this is over. We're in a really great place in the journey, but there are a lot of people who are still hiding and protecting their wives. And we were promised 30 co-plaintiffs, but only 4 people signed up for this lawsuit.
Larry Weaver, just a quick comment, and I'm not quite sure what I'm trying to say here, so bear with me. One of the things that I think is going to, in fact, the thing that's going to change the world is people like us and like other people knowing human beings who are gay, knowing human beings who are black, knowing human beings who have had abortions, knowing, just recognizing the humanity of all of these folks. And we only get that if we know about it. And so I just thank this congregation for, in some cases, well, this congregation introduced me to transgender people. And I'd been very uncomfortable before. But once I, wait, you mean Jane is transgender or Bob is transgender? This changed my life. And so the congregation here is doing wonderful things, not only for gay and lesbian folks, but transgender, but for straight people like me. You've opened my eyes and opened my heart, and I just appreciate that so much.
It's time now to sing our closing hymn, We Are a Gentle, Angry People, number 170.
People singing for our lives. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing for our lives. We are a justice-seeking people. We are singing for our lives. Singing for our lives. We are young and old together.
We are singing for our lives. We are young and old together. And we are singing for our lives. We are
be seated for the closing song. I'll come over here.
Got it? Okay. Yeah, the song just didn't seem like it should be sat down to play. So this is the one I was talking about earlier with the kids. So I wrote this actually while I was sitting here one day. Probably should have been listening, but I was writing a song. Don't feel bad. I did that in Catholic Mass every week too, so it's just how I am. But yeah, I wrote it shortly after President Obama had been elected in 2008. So it's kind of my answer to John Mayer, his thoughts on waiting for that world to change.
Little black boy, nothing wrong with me. I laugh like you laugh and bleed like you bleed. Still mama keeps crying, saying we can't be free. But change is gonna come, yeah, change is gonna come. Little Jewish girl, nothing wrong with me. I love fairy tales and music and write poetry. Yet I hide in my attic 'cause of my religious creed. But change is gonna come, yeah, change is gonna come. And change will not come if we wait for someone or some other time. Yes, join in. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change. Little white boy, nothing wrong with me. Outside I am normal, inside I have a disease. They hung me on a fence and left me to bleed 'cause of who I love and who loves me. But change is gonna come, yeah, change is gonna come. Two female lovers married happily, just wanted some freedom in the land of the free. But the law says marriage is one woman, one man. Your love isn't real, you can't have what they can. When's change gonna come? When's change gonna come? But change will not come if we wait for someone or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change. Little piece of paper, two names at the top. They both wish to lead, but one will not. On the day votes were cast, people wept for joy, 'cause the man they all picked was that little black boy. Yeah, change has come, it's finally come. Change has come, it's finally come.